My name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
What can I help you with?
I'm calling to try to get clarification on quarantine with and without virus. Is it from the onset of symptoms, or is it from the date a test being positive?
Well,
that's the answer I give my doctors.
Man, that's the answer your doctors gave you.
They're all confused. They're all
Oh my goodness. I'll be honest with you, and a lot of it really is personal opinion, but I would recommend going to the cdc.gov website.
We've done that, and that's what's so confusing because it's really not clear. It says 10 days from date of onset of symptoms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then why do they test you after 10 days of having symptoms? You're positive. Then that means you don't need a quarantine no more, even though you may have fever. You're out of quarantine. It's been 10 days. Other people in the household live with you. That means they don't have to quarantine, even though their boss is saying they need something in writing from a doctor saying you're okay to come back to work. Your quarantine's over, but they're saying no, it's not, because you just now got tested.
Right.
And I'm saying it's all bullshit anyway. The freaking another string of the freaking flu is all it is. Because the number one thing they say is if you take a flu shot, you'll be fine. No. I'm allergic to the flu shot. Plus, I can't have it because of my immune deficiency, not having it. So my boss is needing to know, can I come back to work? Today would have been great, but I guess tomorrow, even though my test was yesterday.
What did the test say yesterday?
It was a rapid, and it was negative.
Oh, okay.
But my spouse's test was positive.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And even though he's had fever this whole time, they're saying that has nothing to do with your quarantine time because you're not contagious. I thought anything that you have fever with, you're contagious.
I would say yes. That's what I thought too. So,
but the doctor that did his test yesterday, because the ER, we still haven't gotten their test results from last Friday back, is saying it's the onset of symptoms no matter what. Okay, then yesterday was 10 days. Quarantine's over, and he just tested positive yesterday. Which he can't go back without a negative test result anyway to his employer.
Right.
That's their guideline.
I mean, honestly, the best, and I realize it gets confusing, but the CDC.gov is going to be your best bet. Or even the ADPH,
okay.
The Alabama Department of Public Health. Have you tried looking on their website?
Yeah, they're like, just go by what your doctor or the CDC guideline says. Okay, I'm going to work tomorrow. I don't give a shit what my results are. I mean, this is ridiculous. The CDC don't know. The health department don't know. And the doctors don't know.
Listen, I get it. It's very confusing, and like I said, a lot of it has to do with opinion. So,
because when we left the hospital, they didn't even tell us to quarantine. Still can't get test results after, you know, a week, but, you know, that's fine too, I guess.
Yeah.
Never mentioned quarantine. Left with just as much fever as we went in with, but I did not get tested because they won't see a patient that has disabilities and can't wear a mask. So they wouldn't do nothing for me that night with fever.
Really?
Yep.
So you couldn't even go in there?
Oh, I could sit in the lobby. I just couldn't be seen as a patient, even though I had fever and coughing and felt like a piece of shit. I mean, I've actually been ran over by an 18-wheeler in my car, and I felt worse than that.
Goodness.
And the doctor said, nope, you can't wear a mask. You can't come back. I said, well, why don't you let these come back without a mask on?
Yeah, because, I mean, you would think even, I mean, they have a mask on, so.
I've never wore a mask in a hospital. And I've been to Georgia to where the highest concentrated cases were and walked in there without a mask on.
Yeah.
And was properly seen. But here in the Shoals area, no. medical refusal because of them. Because they say it's a law. Not the law. It is not a law.
No, it's a mandate. It's not a law.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That's why I can't go in the courthouse. They're saying it's a law. I'm like, gosh, y'all are hindering my stuff. Okay. Well, we will. I'll take them off and let know. I can come to work tomorrow. My quarantine's up.
Okay.
Let's see what he wants to do because I really need to go back to work. I just started a job.
Oh, goodness. Yes, ma'am.
I spent 3 days. 3 days. First time I've been out of the house since August. I mean, April of last year working. 3 days. And all this.
My goodness.
Okay. I will let him know our stress is over. Okay.
No, all right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay.
Bye-bye.